The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Before we start today's show, I want to tell you guys about the Permescent Delay Spray that's been used by over 1 million men and is clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down so you don't have to worry about finishing too soon. Maybe you guys don't know this, but the average woman takes over 18 minutes to climax and the average man takes just about 5 minutes. So that gap right there is really a big problem in the bedroom. You want to pleasure your woman. You want to make sure that you can get her off too. And that's why you got to use the Permescent Delay Spray. There are no prescriptions, no mess, and no pesky subscription required. Just better sex guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. I'm telling you right now, I've used this before. I use it when if I'm going to have sex with my chick, I hadn't seen her in a couple days, I'm going to just right away, I'm going to fucking pop all over the place. Look at all the girls in the booth. They're getting so turned on just thinking about this. That's why I just spray a little Permescent on. It numbs it off. I get to go much longer, have much better sex. Everybody's happier. She's happier. I'm happier. It's a better way to do it. So right now, go to Permescent.com. That's Permescent.com. There's no promo code needed, and they're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So once again, that's Permescent.com. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, John Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Shit, it's a fucking Monday, motherfuckers. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Blop, blop.
He's on fire.
What a day. What a morning. International superstar Zach D'Amico. What up, kid?
How you doing, man?
I'm good, dude. I'm a little fucking discombobulated right now. I just walked in. I'm not set up on my computer, so I'm trying to...
It's all right. Kill some time.
No, I got it, man.
I got it.
It's all good. We're fucking killing it right now. We're all good. Welcome to all the Gas Digital subscribers that are in the racist live chat. If you guys are not a subscriber, you know, whatever. It's fine, but you're a cheap fuck, and you could be supporting the network. You could be a fucking real-ass dude. You could be a badass motherfucker, but I guess not. Also, Dalton, why are people tweeting at me that the Loud Boys promo code doesn't work for Gas Digital?
Fix the promo code.
No, fix your fucking attitude with me, because they think trolling me is a thing that they can do and get away with. Yeah. Like, ha ha ha, we're going to make fun of Lewis. Are you out of your fucking mind? I will literally end you physically and career-wise.
Okay.
So.
So you're gonna fix the promo code?
There is no promo code because you're not on Gas Digital.
Go to GasDigital.com.
Because you're not on Gas Digital. You could have been on Gas Digital, but you guys have been stuck at $2,200 in Patreon money for 6 months, and that's why we aren't having a conversation.
I'm working.
Wow.
I'm working on it.
We have a great show planned today, but Dalton's
tension here.
Dalton's coming at me this morning. I had three people.
You came at me.
Three people. Be like, why does the Loud Boys promo code work? It's like, okay.
You had three people on Twitter.
They were doing a thing. I get it. They did some fucking stupid Loud Boys bit where they're fucking with me.
We briefly joked on our show.
And they think that I'm a mark.
To tweet
it. They think I'm a mark.
We made a quick joke. It was me, Robbie, and Figs that said, tweet at Lewis that the Loud Boys promo code's not working.
Right, exactly. See, they think it's okay to troll me. Nathan, this is a lesson to be learned. Don't fucking troll me. If you want to troll me, bro, then you're getting trolled back.
You got to be under a bridge if you want to troll Lewis.
Yeah, that was not a bad joke. We have a great show planned today. Let's get into the fucking show, D-Bag. Okay, that's your new name, D-Bag.
Okay, J-Date. Lose J-Date.
D-Bag and J-Date. Yeah. I like it. Incredible show planned today. As always, two white guests in studio from the Loud Boys podcast. You know him, you love him. He is Dalton Pruitt.
Hello,
Dude,
howdy.
Pruitt.
Yeah, I'm loving this, dude. You came in hot.
I know.
You walked in. You said, "Are you guys ready to go?" And then we just started.
We started.
No niceties, no banter.
I don't fuck
it's all business here at Gas Digital. Promo code LOUDBOYS.
I only have a personality while on air. When I'm not on air, I really am just...
Yeah. Yeah, I was...
It's a man on a phone.
I've hung out.
Yeah, I really am just
I've spent time with you off air, and it's very intense.
People don't realize. Like, they're like, oh, Lewis is the life of the party. He's always on. Like, no. When I'm not on air, I am a quiet curmudgeon.
Dude, me and Robbie were cracking up after we bumped in you at the
stand. Oh, because you were trolling me probably
because
my fucking back?
Because you wanted to let loose, but you're still Lewis, so you were like... Okay,
let Lewis,
because you were like, okay, I've got 30 minutes to have fun before I have to drive back to New Jersey. I think I can fit in two more martinis. Let's order martinis!
And I ordered everyone martinis.
Yeah, except for me, because I don't drink.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, also, ladies and gentlemen, you know I'm from the Monkey Don't podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Nathan Orton returns to the show.
What's going on, everybody?
What up, kid?
How's it going?
You come in with this weird energy between us. I apologize. I know it's a little weird.
I love it.
Me and Dalton. I gotta smack Dalton around a little bit. That's how you get the best out of Dalton.
He's got a smackable face, big cheeks.
He's got a smackable thing.
Yeah.
All of it.
Like a baby's bottom.
Yeah.
Like a ham.
Like a ham.
You
dude.
Smack hams.
Oh, hell yeah.
What you do? Exactly.
You gotta
dude, if I looked like I had a job, it would be ham smacker.
Ham smacker.
Ham smacker.
Yeah. Gotta make sure that ham's alive.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's Zach's when in the post-apocalypse when Zach's in Thunderdome. He's the ham smacker.
Ham smacker.
I don't get to rape the guy. He just has to come out and slap him real quick.
Yeah.
You know that
wake him up.
Ham is cooked already. I found this out this past Christmas when I made a Christmas ham.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're just heating that shit up.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild.
I went to a German restaurant the other night with Robbie and Matt Marin, and they had a full roast pig with the apple in its mouth. A
roasted Jew?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
It was cool, man.
What was the name of the restaurant?
Hitler's?
Hitler's. No, it was Hofbräu München over on, it was like near Times Square.
If you're going to a German restaurant, there's like a part of you, you're just saying like, hey, dude. I don't care that I'm eating Nazi food. Like,
yeah,
I'm cool with it. Like,
I love
it,
dude.
I'm just showing up, and I'm just fucking... I'm chowing down on the same thing that Hitler and his cronies chowed
down
on.
They got bratwurst. They got knockwurst.
It's knockwurst.
They got Jewwurst.
It's Jewwurst. Yeah. Jews are the worst. Yeah. And I gotta say, I'm glad you have the soundboard dialed up to maximum volume this morning.
You know what, dude? Now it's going louder.
Go louder. Go louder, dude. Let's do a Breakfast Club. You're giving me detention, and I'm asking for more detention.
I hurt myself with that.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Okay.
I heard everyone.
All right, Lewis.
Dalton's the only one who defended
you proved it. Lewis, you proved your point. I yield.
That's right.
Yeah,
I'll blow your fucking eardrums out.
You blew yours
and
out.
And everyone else, including myself.
Yeah, just to prove a point.
Yeah, dude.
Point proven.
Wow. That's how fucking hardcore I am.
Yeah,
I don't fuck around here, okay?
We don't fuck around.
Let's do our plugs and get them out of the way, and then we will have some fucking fun. We'll have some podcasting fun on a mm-hmm. Monday morning. Okay?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Plug it up. Let's go.
Yeah.
Dalton, what do you got to plug?
Go to the podcast, The Loud Boys. I do it with my friends Robbie Goodwin and Joe Gorman. We record here at Gas Digital Studios. We're on Patreon, patreon.com/loudboys.
Hell yeah.
We have merchandise, t-shirts and posters. You can order those from me. We're going to be making hats soon. I'll probably do that through you, Lewis.
I like that.
Yeah. Also follow me on Twitter at newdalton69420. That's where I do my live, call-in show Spaces Tapes.
All right, Dalton, come on. How many other plugs you got here? This is wild.
Oh, yeah, check out Robbie's show at Brooklyn Comedy Club, Possession.
I'm on the show.
We're partners in podcasting, okay? It's Thursday, October 28th, Brooklyn Comedy Club. Thank you. Good night.
Nice.
Nathan.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram at NathanOrtonNYC. Producing a show Wednesday with my buddy Nick Taylor, Comedy Takeover at Wilson Libs. And also I'm headlining Wiley's in Dayton, Ohio on November 5th and 6th. So come to that if you're in the area. That'd be awesome.
Sick. Zach Amico.
Doing a live midnight spook show at The Stand on Halloween. So that's Sunday the 31st at 7 p.m. Come on out. Should be a lot of fun. I really want people there so we can start doing live midnight spook shows.
Hell yeah, dude. Really, the only thing I got to plug in the immediate is Skankfest live streams. Skankfest has been sold out. For the first time ever, we are offering Skankfest live streams via pay-per-view. So you can buy each individual stream if you guys want to buy the shows a la carte, or you can buy the entire all-access weekend. 9 shows were live streaming, including the Roast of Luis J. Gomez, Legion of Skanks, Bonfire, Kill Tony, Part of the Problem, Ellis Mania, where I'm doing a musical chairs fight against a bunch of actual real MMA fighters. It's going to be a fucking wild weekend. Grab each individual stream for $8 a stream, just $8 per stream, or $65 for the entire weekend. That's 12 hours of content. It's also available for 48 hours after it streams. So you guys can just, if you guys want to load up on all the shows for the weekend, watch everything on Sunday, or if you guys want to watch it live as it happens, you could do that. But go to momenthouse.com/Skankfest and get your tickets in advance. If you buy it in advance, you save a couple dollars. If you wait until the day of the pay-per-view, you guys are going to end up paying a couple more dollars per stream. So do it in advance right now, momenthouse.com/Skankfest. Also, if you guys love the show, GasDigitalNetwork.com is the website. You guys can subscribe to Gas Digital Network and get access to the complete on-demand library for all of our shows. This is Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, Zach and Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Bye Guys, Catalyst Wrestling, The Thing Is, Ding with Shannon Lee Hire, and many, many more shows. Incredible value. Only $8 a month gets you instant access to 20,000 hours of content that you cannot get anywhere else. Use the promo code RAP. We're also giving away a pair of all-access passes to one lucky subscriber with that promo code RAP throughout the month. So every single week, we're giving away a pair of all-access passes to Skankfest. What are we doing? Friday, Shannon, for the next one?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll have another one for Friday. So make sure you guys go do that, get instant access and all that stuff. Some other live stuff coming up. I'll be November 26th and 27th at Laugh It Up Poughkeepsie with the great Zach and Miko. I'll be at the Dark Comedy Festival December 17th and 18th in Toronto, Canada. Then the Funny Bone in Hartford, Connecticut, January 21st and 22nd. And we moved Albany. The Co's Music Hall is now going to be in May. We were supposed to do it this past weekend, but just with everything coming up at Skankfest, and I think a lot of the vaccine shit got a little confusing as well. But yeah, we're moving that to May. So yeah, grab your tickets for that. We'll be up in Albany in May. And lots more dates coming up as well. I know we're going to be doing Denver and Providence and a bunch of other places. So yeah, lewisofskanks.com is the website. Go there. Ha! All right. All right. There we go.
Hell yeah.
Shut up, dude. Don't fucking come at me like that. I see what you do every time. What? Try to fucking come down on me, dude. Why don't you join the...
What?
Musical Chairs Boxing. Skankfest.
I'm bad at both.
You gotta be good at least one.
I have no rhythm and no coordination for fighting. I mean, I'll do it.
When's the last time you were in a fist fight?
I was at 18.
You were 18 years old. What happened?
I got too drunk and wanted to fight my friend Dexter over a girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Over a girl. And who was the girl with? Give us some details here.
This was we were in college at the time, and we were just both drinking, and he had fucked a girl that I liked, and I was too drunk, and I was just mad because I was not having sex.
Because you're a fucking sad.
Because I was sad. And so I tried to fight him one night after like 6 Mickeys, like 40s. You know, I drank. No, it was like 4 Mickeys and 2 Bud Ice. You know Bud Ice?
Yeah, I know Bud Ice.
So yeah, I drank like 6 40s and tried to fist fight him, and then woke up, my face hurt the next morning.
Because he beat you up.
He won.
He beat you up.
I mean, he held back. Like, they all knew I was a little too fucked up, you know? So
do you remember any of the actual fight?
Yeah, my fighting stance was to hold my fist way above my head like this.
Oh, like a Mexican.
Yeah.
Like one of those.
And so I just kept walking right into
his... Like you had already won.
Yeah. And I just kept walking right into his punches.
Right.
And then my, you know, it hurt.
You should definitely do the...
I'll do that for Skankfest if you want.
Would you... Let me ask you a question. Just because your feet are so disgusting...
Mm-hmm.
Would you be willing to do a sock wrestling match at Skankfest if we get somebody else of equal size and stature?
What is a sock wrestling?
So you both wear long, like, gym socks, and the first person to take the other person's socks off their body wins.
I mean, yeah, I'll do this.
Because there is no winner in that one.
There's no winner, for sure.
I feel like your toes can clamp onto the socks.
Lewis, I'll do this, but my talents are in... comedy and comedy writing, not, you know, physical, like, feats. physical feats. I have feats.
You do have pretty disgusting
feats.
I have feats.
Disgusting feats.
Your feats are gross. yeah, but you know what, dude? Every once in a while, like, people say that, like, dude, won't you just fucking be funny, be a comedian? Yeah, I'm fucking doing.
We tried that.
I'm doing 30 sets at Skankfest, but I'm also fighting and doing musical chairs, boxing, and I'm also going to probably, you know, ride a mechanical bull or something.
Yeah, that Lewis.
That's These are all fun man. Things.
That's all very fun. That's all awesome. I'm bad at those things.
You're not going to ride the mechanical bull.
I will do it.
We have an accent like Lewis. You could ride a mechanical bull, though.
Lewis, I will do it, but the spectacle of it will be...
Dude, is this your first Skankfest?
Yeah.
You're going to fuck the mechanical bull.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck the mechanical bull.
Then he's going to try to fight a friend because they ride the mechanical bull afterwards.
I'm going to fall in love with the mechanical
bull. There's a chance of... Whatever happened with that Puerto Rican girl? You still seeing her?
Well, yeah, we are not allowed to speak about her in public.
We're not allowed to speak about her.
I don't know. I'm
not according to the DMs we got.
Not according to the DMs that you guys got, apparently.
No, she sent me some weird-ass DMs, and then I was like, bitch, I ignored him. And then she responded to me later on, and she was like, ignore those other DMs. I was like, I did already. I don't know what you want to say.
I see her around. She's very sweet.
Yeah, she's super cool. I like her a lot.
Yeah,
I like her a lot. She's awesome.
I think we met at a time when it was never going to work out.
Did you fuck her?
Many times, yeah.
Nice.
Many times. We dated for like a month.
Are you in love?
No.
How many girls have you fucked at this point now?
Hundreds.
No.
No, not that many. Like four. Wow. Three or four?
No, so it's three. It's three.
How would you not know?
Yeah. You know, there's not a. You know, I mean, I really panicked there and just realized there's no line my way out of that one.
So wait,
there's no way to get out of how humiliating that is.
There's the hooker.
Yeah.
Three,
four if you count a lie.
Yeah, if you count the lie.
The hooker, the Puerto Rican
girl,
and the Irish girl. I know your entire sexual history.
Yeah, I've been. Sure.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean. Cool.
We need to get fucking Dalton Lead. Jesus Christ.
I'm focused on business, baby. Okay. The Loud Boys record here at Gas Digital. You think I'm just fucking around. I'm trying to help your business and mine.
I would like to note that the hooker, the Puerto Rican, and the Irish girl does sound like the lineup at one of those Women Are Funny shows.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Aaliyah Janine, Katie Boyle, and Louis J. Gomez.
That was pretty good, actually. You know what? There you go. There you go. Hold on. I'm getting attacked here. Hell yeah, Dalton. Don't let me fucking bully you, dude. You come right back at me.
I will. That's the dynamic here, guys. Nathan, do you understand the dynamic now? It's no holds barred.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
You get it. No holds barred. Just fucking take shots here and there.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good.
They call it, taking shots.
Hell yeah.
Pot shots. Let's get high.
I would love to get high, actually. I should have
one of these edibles?
Yeah, I'll take an edible. Let's go. Right, let's get a little wild.
Here you go.
I'm planning a Halloween party for this weekend, and I'm so upset about it. Because I'm planning a Halloween party the week before Skankfest, which is a fucking nightmare. These are 100 milligrams each?
I don't know, like 50 maybe?
Well, it says...
It's 500 in the whole bag.
It's 600 in the whole bag.
600 in the whole
six
bag.
Six gummies, 100 milligrams each.
I think it's 10 gummies, right?
Nope. Oh, Lewis is right.
They're 100 each.
Here,
yep.
I'm gonna take two.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Yeah, go for it.
Wow.
200 milligrams. We'll see how wild that gets.
Yeah, I took one, so, I mean, yeah, we're going to have a fun time this morning.
Hmm.
You want an edible, Nathan?
No,
these are not 100 milligrams each.
You can tell by the taste.
You can taste the THC.
These are like 20. I've taken a lot of edibles in my life. I can taste it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. Can you snuff out fentanyl, too?
No, but we are having drug testing kits at Skankfest.
Cool. Oh, good.
Yeah. And I'm not doing any drugs at Skankfest.
Good for you.
Nice. Yeah. I'm done doing drugs in my life. I have a child.
You just ate 200 milligrams of THC.
Dude, real drugs. You know what the fuck I meant. Don't be an asshole.
Okay.
THC, dickhead.
I mean, I get if you had to get a day job and needed to take a drug test, you would fail.
It's funny. Bobby's wife dropped off Max to do a sleepover on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a jar of weed just like in my kitchen, like on top of the counter. And I watched his wife walk in, and I just watched her look at the weed. And, like, I could just tell she was uncomfortable with the jar of weed. But in my mind, I was like, it's legal.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say? Yeah. Sorry. So, if you had a bottle of wine, a bottle of vodka, exactly. A bottle of vinegar, I wouldn't care, you know?
Those are the weirdest cookies I've ever seen.
It does feel it feels like a crime though.
It does, yeah. I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
I've been just leaving it out lately, just so my son just gets used to it.
Yeah.
Just gets used to it. Not like I don't like leave it out like weed on the table, but like I'll just put the weed on top of my dresser. Or like in my garage. Like I don't hide my bong in the garage. It's just sitting there. And I wonder what if he thinks, like, what the fuck is that?
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do when he starts smoking weed?
He's not going to start smoking weed because his dad smokes so much weed that he's going to think it's whack.
I don't know. My dad's an alcoholic and I drank.
Yeah.
Yeah, I drank quite a bit.
Was your mom an alcoholic?
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah. I was like, that's what's going on with your feet. You have fetal alcohol.
You have gout?
I have fetal alcohol.
Feet?
I have feet.
Yes. 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 Feet. Fetal alcohol syndrome. That's what you fucking
have,
you fucking ugly bitch.
Oh. Now show them them.
Girl, show those titties. Get in there. Hell yeah. Look at them.
Look at them. Dancing.
Hell yeah, ladies. Is that what happened to your feet, dude?
No.
Is that the science behind your feet?
No, the science behind my feet is my granddad had a... some kind of deformity.
Oh,
there we go.
Is that your feet?
Yeah.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
I inherited this from my grandfather. He had a...
I would have kept this hidden.
Yeah.
Like, the only way you would be able to ever see this is if you are, like, a fucking serial killer who tied me up and took my socks off and looked at them.
Yeah.
I would never take my socks off in bed. I would never show them to a woman. Definitely wouldn't show them on a podcast.
Now, plenty of women have seen my feet.
That's psychotic, dude.
No.
You would have fucked more than three
Not
women.
Not the three,
You're
yeah.
a charming, funny comedian.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're a charming guy. You're a chubby bitch. But that's not a problem, dude. Girls like that, kind of. Dude, I gotta be honest with you. I fuck more hot chicks when I'm fat than when I'm in shape. Fact.
Right.
Fact.
Yeah.
Okay? You are regularly shooting yourself in the...
That might be an improvement. What's the condition called? Talons.
It's a it's chicken foot.
Eagles.
Down where I'm from, they call that. I got a case of the chicken feet. You know.
Oh.
Yeah, I got the I got the talons.
Yeah.
You really?
No. My granddad had a form of muscular dystrophy that affects your extremities, and I seem to have inherited that, and that's why my feet are so deformed.
Fat raptor.
Yeah, I'm a fat raptor.
Faptor.
Faptor.
Ooh,
fat. We'll move on because I feel bad. I don't feel like we need to make the focus every time you come on the show. Your horrible feet, but Nathan didn't know.
I didn't know.
And Nathan didn't know.
Nathan has got one leg shorter than the other and a club foot.
Yeah.
So the fact
that Nathan is
trashing your feet is just the best.
Yeah. Do you have a club foot for real?
I have leg length discrepancy. My feet are pretty normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Comparatively.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't.
That looked like something that would come up on Google Images.
It looks worse. It looks worse than it feels. Like, I walk around. I get around.
It could still feel pretty terrible.
I get what you
mean, though.
Like, that's like the first image when you search what's wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's like blue waffle, Dalton foot.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about some of this stuff. All right. So we had Kenny versus Spenny on the show recently, and I had a fun time with them.
Yeah.
I had a really good time with them. What Kenny did was he took the episode and put it on his own YouTube channel, which is fine. I don't really give a shit. Like, they actually asked me if they could do that, and I just, if I can't tell you yes, I just ignore. I won't even respond. So I just didn't respond to their request. And then they took that non-response as, okay, I guess it's okay, which is okay. I don't actually really give a shit. But apparently their fans... They hate me and Zach. They do not like me and Zach.
Mm-hmm.
And our fans didn't really like Kenny and Spenny that much.
Not right. The crossover hate you thought it was going to be.
Right.
I don't exactly. I think like their fans didn't get what we do. Our fans didn't get what
I thought
they
it
do.
Was going to be like when Urkel came on Full House. People were like, this is the best ever.
I thought it was. I actually thought it was good.
We had a fun time.
I had a fun time on the show, but a lot of people were not fans of it. But their fans particularly hate us. Because at the very least, our fans could go like, oh, we recognize who those guys are. And they kind of get it. Their fans are like, who the fuck are these guys? Shannon, can you pull up some of the comments that we got?
Yeah.
Or read some of the comments we got from... from Kenny Hotz's YouTube channel.
Yeah, I'm going to read them because I copied them. One says, I couldn't help but feel like Lewis was trying to be offensive for the hell of it without being particularly funny. I know he's tired, but Kenny doesn't even seem that he's into the jokes.
Yeah.
Who was tired? Kenny?
Kenny
was tired.
I thought they were great.
And yeah, fine. I'm offensive for the sake of being offensive without really being that funny. That's sort of who I am.
Let's roll it back. Do we have a clip from that episode?
Maybe.
Oh, well, some of them have timestamps, so for those, I'll bring you over to
please,
the episode.
Oh, please,
go ahead. Yeah.
This is just another regular one. Hosts were garbage. One guy talks over the guests, a.k.a. the purpose of the show, and the other host is silent and somehow even more useless when he talks. Grateful to see anything with you two.
Nailed it. It's really nice to see a naked review of who you are from people that are just, they're not.
Yeah. I guess this is just what podcasting is, you know? We get all these same comments about our show.
Yeah.
On the show I did, someone said he needs to check his testosterone levels about me.
Wow.
Yeah, and I did.
Yeah?
How'd they come back?
They're like 800. I'm fine.
You're good?
Yeah, fuck that guy. Yeah. I just can't grow a beard.
But that's really funny. They just posted a picture of a chick's asshole and spreading her asshole in the racist live chat.
Nice.
And I thought it was my girlfriend because my girlfriend just got hand tattoos like that. And I was like, oh shit, dude, where'd this fucking photo come out? She has a spread asshole photo.
She got tattoos on her butt cheeks?
No, on her hands.
On her hands. Oh, on her hands. I thought you meant she got tattoos of hands on her butt cheeks.
Yeah. All right, give me another one, Shannon.
Okay, this next one has a timestamp. It says, God, it's like when Stewie and Brian had a radio show. Hold on 1 second. This is the clip that it links to.
That actually sounds cool.
I know.
What a day for you, sir. Hit us up, email realassofficial@gmail.com, and yeah, Shannon will take care of you.
I think maybe because of the sound effects. Yeah,
the sound effects. Well, they're awesome. What's the problem with my fucking sound effects?
I love them.
Yeah. The next person, the presenter of the Real Ass podcast sounds more like a rebellious teenager not wanting to be told to be a decent person. This podcast host is as funny as Spenny Celebrity Deli, and we all know the bar is low.
Okay. Oh cool reference, faggot. Who's this guy? What's his name? Dox him right now. Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Fucking Spenny's Deli, you fucking loser.
Well, the name they posted with was Brad Pitt Soft.
Ooh. I like that.
We only want a hard Brad Pitt.
Soft Brad Pitt?
No, give me one more, Shannon.
I copied so many. The next one is, I feel bad. And the next one is, I feel bad for those poor girls. The host guy was a real creep towards them.
Oh, come on. Shannon, of course you included that when you fucking stupid bitch.
So many of those.
Of course. Oh, really? Because we're creeps to you?
There's a lot of them.
That's the bit, first of all. Speaking people don't even understand it.
Yeah, that's the joke, Shannon, you dumb bitch.
Yeah.
It's not my comment.
You big titty bitch.
She is a big titty whore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big fake titties.
Let those cunts speak for themselves.
Let's go to the booth. Let's show them titties.
Yeah, let's go to the bitch booth. Girls, do you feel like I harass you in any way?
Yes.
Shannon, do I heard you say yes. I harass you.
Yes.
I mean, Natalie straight looks like one of the members of Hanson.
Natalie, do you feel like I harass you?
Will I lose my job if I answer?
No, I'm going to... You'll probably be moved off the show.
No.
Thank you. See, if they were really harassed, they wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's true.
This is a fact. If they were really... If they felt threatened, they could easily come to me and say, hey, one of the hosts is making me feel threatened.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then I would take care of it.
Hey, ladies, if you're ever feeling threatened, go to HR, the harassment room.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you one more of someone who just clearly doesn't get it?
Go ahead.
So they said, they quoted, we do real news here, quote. And then it says, Spenny, will Bannon be held accountable? And then the response was, who? And then they have like a bunch of crying, laughing emojis. Yeah, he clearly knows his news. Like, they completely missed the point.
I still don't know who Bannon is.
You don't know who Steve Bannon is?
I don't know. Yeah.
He was like one of those Trump guys. He looks like the villain from Dune.
Does he turn into the Hulk?
No, he just kind of...
Is that who it is?
He just kind of looks like he's dying.
It's the guy who turns into the Hulk.
Yeah, it's Bruce Banner, yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're right. I got the joke now. Yeah.
I'm sorry that they wanted to bring real fucking nerdy ass news to the show. Nobody that is boring ass shit. Nobody wants to talk about Steve Bannon.
Well, what's not boring, Lewis?
Gabby Petito.
Gabby Petito.
Her fucking hot little bod.
Her hot little bod. It's in the ground now.
Yeah. And Brian Laundrie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
R.I.P. We'll never know what happened.
Didn't they beat him to death? Brian Laundrie?
Who did?
People.
No.
Oh, that was, I don't watch the news.
Okay, so you heard an episode of the Real Ass Podcast.
I think he was wash and folded.
They found his remains, just right?
Threw him in a dryer.
In a swamp, is that what it is?
Yeah, it was a previously underwater part of where they were searching. They found his bag, a notebook, and then his body.
Oh, what if she killed him?
Oh.
Twist.
What if she did kill him? How fucking badass would that be?
Then it would have been really difficult for him to have used her debit card. After she died.
This story could have been a different
guy. Every time you try to fucking come up with an angle for a guy to be innocent, here comes fucking SJW Zach.
No, he do it every time.
Every time.
She killed him, and then...
Where are we at with the news on this, Shannon? And also, I hear you loud and clear, Shannon. I won't harass you anymore. You know what? No, I understand. Shannon wants to take all the fucking fun away from the show. You hear that, everyone? I will no longer sexually harass Shannon because she feels uncomfortable with the way that I treat her on this show. Natalie, this little piggy, she doesn't give a fuck, dude. This little piggy went to the market and had some, all right? And she's going to fucking go wee, wee, wee all the way home tonight. Mm-mm-mm. But Shannon... Boring
ass. She's going to go wee, 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 because those are her pronouns.
What the fuck? are you doing a little Reggie Watts over there? Yeah. You looping it?
Okay. Shannon, from now on, straight laced, okay?
Okay.
Okay, is that what you want?
I want to see how long you can last.
I'll show you how long something is.
Lewis is gay.
2 seconds. 2 seconds.
I'll show you how long we can last.
Yeah.
Not that long.
Okay. Shannon.
Yes.
I will not sexually harass Shannon. Fine.
From this moment.
Fine.
And what if you do?
And also, Shannon, how much do I sexually harass you off air?
So much.
She's literally a liar.
You might do it more off air than on air.
Yeah.
But that's even funnier. She got her, like, the bit ends up being pretty funny when we do it off air.
Except no one's there to see it.
Yeah. When no one's there and...
He's just committed to the bit.
It's just you and Shannon. Yeah, that's fun. That's fun.
It's refreshing to see a little sexual.
In Jamaica, I'm going to sneak in her room and I'm going to kiss her sleeping mouth.
Oh, Lewis, are you...
Shannon.
And then she wakes up out of this nightmare. And she's leading a good life somewhere.
Shannon, I'm going to kiss your sleeping mouth.
I'd prefer that you didn't.
What if she turns from whatever this is into a beautiful woman?
Oh, silence in the room, Lewis.
They loved it, Shannon. They loved it. I called you a frog lady.
Okay, I want to talk about Brian Laundrie now.
No. I want to talk about your laundry and your bras and underwears.
Yeah, your dirty panties.
Start the clock again.
Yeah.
Start it right now.
As of this moment.
I'm sick of it, Shannon. If you really don't want me to sexually harass you, I truly won't. If you said, by the way, and I really mean this, if Shannon ever wrote us a serious email to me and Ralph and Bobby Hutch included and said, hey, the sexual harassment, it's become a problem. It's got to stop. It would never happen. Literally ever. It would be fucking over.
Shannon's going through a dress right now.
No, I wouldn't fire you. I mean, we'd come up with a reason to get rid of you after 6 years. If you weren't cool.
So you need it in writing. Because it sounds like they've been Because
I don't know when she's verbally... doing a bit. I don't know when she's doing a bit, when I'm doing a bit. We're both doing a bit. We're always doing bits. Shannon? Right, baby?
I'm going to start the clock again.
That's not... Calling you baby is not sexual harassment.
It is.
You think that's sexual harassment? Oh. So you don't want me to call you baby?
If you're saying that you're not going to sexually harass me, I want to see how long you can do it for.
I want you to tell me with a clear face that you do not want me to sexually harass you.
I want to
see... Now you heard him wipe all that shit off your face.
I want you to tell me, he'd be like, Lewis, I would like you to stop sexually harassing me. Because then I will. I swear to you I will. But let me tell you something, folks. She won't say it. She fucking likes it. She loves it.
Lewis.
She loves the attention.
Cut
your own mic right now.
No.
Shut the fuck up. Press those titties against the window and then make your point.
No, she's going to break the glass.
New thing is you have to smash your tits, your bare tits against the window, and then you're allowed to speak.
Louis, those are 17-year-old implants. It's going to shatter their glass.
They're older than that.
Shannon.
Yes.
From now on, the new rule for all the female employees is if you want to complain about sexual harassment, you have to first smash your bare breasts against the production Bare breasts against the production window. And then that's like holding up
a couple of grizzlies right here.
You know? Oh, I get what you're saying. Is that fair?
Is that fair, ladies?
Is that fair, girl?
You gotta smash your bare breasts against the glass if you want to speak.
I'm trying to fucking make it fair here.
That's only fair.
Yeah. Seems pretty.
It's only bare breasts.
Fine. All right, guys, let's take a quick moment and thank Blue Chew for supporting today's show. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra or Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost.
Yep, Blue Chew's chewable tablets help men achieve harder and stronger erections to combat all forms of ED. It's an online prescription service, so that means you don't have to go to the doctor's office, no weird conversations, and no waiting in line at a pharmacy. It just ships right to your door in a discreet package.
Yeah, it really is easy, and it really does work. Your dick is better than you think it is. I didn't realize how hard and thick and fucking beautiful my cock was until I started taking Blue Chew, and now it's like a fucking just a work of art. I just fucking unsheath this bad boy, I smack it up into her vagina, and boom, we're both in ecstasy.
It's phenomenal. All you got to do is sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers.
Ecstasy. I fuck her until she's coming everywhere, dude. This is what they need to hear, dude. This is what they want to hear. Not only that, with your big dick and newly found confidence, you'll probably start fucking hotter chick.
And once you're approved, it ships right to your door within days.
Stop it's fucking all that pig that you online. Call a wife. Go out there, get some new pussy.
So if you could benefit from the extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information.
No more ugly women. That should be their new tagline. BlueChew.com. Fuck the uglies. No, don't fuck the uglies. Forget the uglies. Fuck the hotties. BlueChew.com. Use that promo code RAP. Get your first month for free. All right, where were we? Jason Ellis fan in the live chat says Natalie is dripping right now. This is a very astute observation.
Oh, she on her period?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, can I tell you the Brian Laundrie stuff?
Captain Crunch says, if Lewis doesn't harass Shannon, there's no reason for her to be on the show. Wow, Captain Crunch, get out of my head.
I was thinking it would
get out of my belly.
Oh, yeah, I love Captain Crunch.
Good.
Okay, so last week, just recapping, they found his remains, and they were pretty decomposed, so they were able to identify who it was based on his dental records, but they weren't able to determine the cause of death.
If I was trying to disappear, I would knock all of my teeth out, I would kill another human being, and I would shove my teeth into that person's head.
I bet they check and make sure the teeth match DNA-wise.
No, that's the way to get away with it.
Yeah, they find someone who has teeth like when like Tom and Jerry falls and his teeth turn into pianos. Keys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I would gorilla glue my teeth into their mouth.
Yeah, so they have piano key teeth and they're like, this is Brian Laundrie.
Well, no,
this Dominican man we found.
I would get piano keys for my own teeth.
You would. So you
would be hilarious.
Okay, so you would have piano key teeth
just
and they
to play chopsticks on my teeth.
So when they find someone with piano key teeth, they go, this has to be Lewis. He's the only one with piano teeth.
No. They're going to have my
dental take his old teeth. Put it in the corpse.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to establish
it. So they think that that's Lewis, and he can start a new life as a man with piano teeth.
So you want to be able to live your life as a man with piano teeth.
Old piano teeth Lopez.
Piano teeth Lopez,
That's what they call me. And I'd live in a town square, and I'd do tricks with my teeth.
Yeah. You play chopsticks with your mouth.
I would. I would let other people.
You would let Tom Hanks dance on your teeth?
Yeah, and an old guy. They could both dance on my teeth. I like this. I like where we're going with this.
This is fun. Yeah, just imagining Tom Hanks dancing on your teeth.
I like it.
Boom, boom, boom. Is that chopsticks?
No, that's it. They did play chopsticks.
Chopsticks is.
Get the fuck out of my mouth, Tom Hanks. Yeah, all right, so fuck. I mean, Brian Laundrie, he is dead. It's over. We don't know how he died, though. Did he kill himself and then throw himself into a swamp? Who knows?
So what they're saying is that they know the body was there for most likely several weeks, And but it was too badly decomposed to tell the cause of death. So they're sending his bones to an anthropologist to see if they can find out more information.
An anthropologist?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Indiana Jones.
They're sending it to an anthropologist. What do anthropologists do? I don't even know what they do.
They study like civilizations, previous cultures, right?
Yeah, I feel like that's like
that they're not.
They just know that he was a dude.
Do they also do teeth?
I don't know.
I mean, I don't know. Does a Chinese anthropologist have to study teeth at 2:30?
An anthropologist, I would assume, is somebody who digs up dinosaur bones. That's an archaeologist.
Yeah.
Archaeologist. Yeah. An anthropologist goes to like Peru and is like, man, they're cutting off clits here.
Imagine being like a person who, like, that's your job is to go to like some weird fucking country and to test the dirt. Like, what the fuck are you doing with your life?
Living.
That's crazy.
Traveling.
Just some person that's digging and be like, hey, we're going to find a dinosaur bone. Who fucking cares, dickhead? Who actually cares?
A lot of people.
No, little kids care.
Yeah. Dinosaurs are cool, man. Pull up a, Shannon, can you pull up a dinosaur?
Do you know dinosaurs are more closely related to birds than reptiles?
I've heard this.
So is Dalton's feet.
Oh, nice, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. Fuck it.
Dalton's feet allow him to fall asleep on the perch.
Yeah.
It says that their lawyer, Bertolino, tells us he's not sure why the anthropologist is getting involved, but online studies say the experts are brought into cases when bodies are too far along in decomposition to determine a cause of death using soft tissue.
Wow.
Yeah, Lewis has soft tissue. Your penis.
I have no issues with my erections.
You have no issue with your tissue?
No. My erections are fucking solid.
Have you ever come soft?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
I come soft all the time getting head.
Yeah.
When I get head, my dick will get soft in the middle of it, and I'll just go, I'm like, nah, babe, keep going.
And then you'll come soft.
Gonna suck my gummy dick.
Feels like one you're of like, those...
No, man, it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, remember those bags with all the fluid and fish in them that used to squeeze through your hands? That's your dick. And
how much does it suck to suck a soft dick, ladies? Shannon? Oh, boring ass Shannon doesn't want to answer this. Natalie? No, Shannon, no. Just stay out of the conversation, okay. Shannon. You don't want to be involved in this. This is just a fun conversation for adults who aren't pussies.
Yeah. Yeah, Shannon, you ever suck a soft dick?
I guess then I can't contribute either.
Natalie, you're a fucking hardcore parkour bitch. We know that. You don't even care about being sexually harassed. That's what's so cool about you. You're up for a race soon.
Yeah.
Anyway, Natalie, what do you think about sucking a soft cock?
It's fine.
I think it's fine.
Nice. It's fine. Yeah, nice. Okay, Natalie's cool.
Do you think it's acceptable for it to start hard and you suck it till or start soft and you suck it till it's hard?
Suck it soft.
Suck it soft. Does that offend you?
Yeah, I was going to say that sounds a little disappointing.
And you suck it soft.
Natalie, have you ever sucked a man soft?
That would probably hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
No,
I feel like it does hurt every girl's feelings.
But could you imagine?
Babe, no, I'm going to come so relax.
is what happens.
It has to be pretty demoralizing to feel a man's hard dick in your mouth and you just feel it go soft and you're like between your cheeks. It's like, the spaghetti got cooked.
But the worst part of all is
your mouth like skull.
Yeah. Yeah, you pack it in your lip.
But you make her keep sucking it and just sad, embarrassing, not good for anybody moment of sexual pleasure. Shannon, fine. You can answer this only if you want to, though, because I don't care. It's not even. Have you ever sucked a penis soft?
Yes.
You have.
Starting soft. I think it's fun, more fun that way.
Oh, you want?
I agree. That's great.
Yeah. Because in a couple of seconds,
it gets me so, it gives me self-conscious that I'm
gotta be honest,
a small dick.
If a woman were to start with me soft, there's no dick. She's just like lapping up whatever's on top of my balls
that sucks.
Until it gets hard.
It's like kissing a button.
Yeah, it's like, and then it
she's
gets
gotta,
hard.
She's got to suck it out until it pops out. Goes
yeah,
pop,
yeah, yeah.
And then it pops into your mouth.
You got to get one of those things that fix dents in cars.
Yes.
And put that on my dick. Pop it out.
Yeah, then you...
Yeah. I got the opposite. My dick's like spaghetti when it's soft. It's kind of long, but it's real skinny.
Oh, and it gets
and they
hard
suck it and it widens.
It's weird. Nice, dude.
A weird dick. I got my dick sucked by a retard in a rental car 1 month ago. She was schizophrenic.
Wow. Is that a retard, though?
That's not a retard.
One of her personalities was retarded.
Your tongue got fat in the middle of it.
Yeah,
she's bit my cum onto my balls, so that's pretty retarded.
She spit your cum onto your balls?
Yeah.
That's pretty hot, dude.
I was upset. Luckily, I had a towel. That
in her car.
Yeah.
And then she tried to wipe my cum up with an auto magazine. It was the least sexy thing that's ever happened.
There's just grease marks on the magazine.
The Blue Balls book. Kelly Blue Balls.
The last time I got a blowjob, I pulled out to give my girlfriend a facial.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And she was, imagine like her head there.
Yeah.
Feeling back this. And it all just shot over her head into my own mouth and face. I was like, oh, it was fucking horrible. Horrifying.
You had a strong PC there.
Yeah.
It's good.
Nah, dude.
You should have pretended that was on purpose.
Yeah.
No, you don't deserve it. It's all mine.
Yeah. You should have just spit it onto her face. So
yeah, you think you're ready for Louis J's cum?
Not yet.
Think you're ready for the rattlesnake's cum, bitch?
Yeah, it wasn't good. That was the first time that I've tasted my cum in a hot minute.
Yeah.
Was it a hot minute?
It wasn't bad.
It's a hot cum.
You know what? I've been eating healthier lately, so I feel like that does make a difference.
Yeah.
Nice.
Tastes like greens.
Yeah. So, Shannon, let's move on to. Do we want to talk about Alec Baldwin shooting this guy?
Oh.
I haven't spoken about this in anything yet.
He shot a lady and a guy.
It was a lady and a guy. That's right.
Wait, but
it was
killed the lady.
The lady looked like a dude, kind of.
Did it go through the lady?
Yeah. By the way, I want to know what happened.
How was it two people?
Did he like shoot her and go, "Nah, this doesn't work"?
Bang, yeah, right.
And shoot another guy.
He shot? It went through the one lady and pierced the other.
Is that what happened?
So yeah, it killed one lady.
Jesus, he's
pretty good marksman, to be honest with you. If he was able to get two in one like that.
That's fucking wild, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So apparently, he was on a movie set. This movie Rust, and they had a gun with blanks. And he must have pointed it at the director of photography, shot, and it had a live round in it.
Which is, insane, because at first I thought this was like a Brandon Lee situation, and then it turns out it's a live round, which that doesn't make any sense.
So there's a bunch more that's kind of come out. So
can I also get
it was
coffee?
A rehearsal? So it wasn't filmed, because they're trying to figure out if it was filmed. Earlier that day, the camera crew had walked off set. For unsafe working conditions and guns misfiring.
Oh.
So I think they said 7 different people had walked off set. Only the cinematographer and B camera operator, I think, stayed because they were leaving set. It was the armorer, who's pretty much the person who's in charge of the guns job.
And by the way, on a movie set, the way it works, I did like just some dumb like crime reenactment show where I had a gun. And it wasn't a gun with blanks or anything, but it was a very specific process. Like the people had to come out, give it to you. You had to give it back to that person specifically. It was like they were really strict about how you handled this real looking fake.
You have a prop master, you have an armorer, and then you have the AD. I've worked on lower budget movies. So this was, I think, a $7 million movie. Even like the highest budget I've ever worked on was $1 million. And me and the prop, because I was the AD, we both have to take the gun out, open it up, show that it's empty, look through the barrel, and then shoot it at the ground a bunch.
Yeah, you got to clear it.
You're supposed to, however many shots it has, you're supposed to shoot it into the ground. Apparently, there's this armorer's second movie.
Yeah.
Thank you. Young Broad. And the story I'm reading now is that someone had taken that gun out earlier in the day and was using it for target practice. They put it back on her cart. And nobody cleared it.
Jesus.
Wow.
Because I've seen a bunch of people that are trying to say Alec, it's like completely Alec Baldwin's fault.
No.
It's like, if you knew gun safety issues, you would know how to handle a fart, because now everybody knows how movie sets work.
Yeah.
Somebody handed him the gun, did the cold gun announcement, which means we've checked it.
Yeah.
Then he shot it. Well, it wasn't checked.
But why was he shooting it at the...
It was a rehearsal. They probably
wanted to see if it could do like a muzzle flash. Like, wanted to see what it looked like from the front.
It's also just fun. He's like, ah!
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on, you dumb lesbian? that's probably what happened.
Yeah, I would say so.
Well, who would think it was his fault? Because obviously
I've
the actor.
A ton of people.
People love to call it hypocrisy, right?
Well, so, yeah. So he's like been an anti-gun guy.
He's been anti-gun guy. It is just such a stretch. It is nothing. Maddie Jester Skulls was posting some shit about it because Maddie loves to jump on these dumb political things. You can't politicize this. This has nothing to do with his stance on guns. He's an actor, and an accident happened on set.
Yeah.
It's not about him not knowing how to use a gun and not being familiar with guns and not... This is just a very, very far stretch.
A bunch of people fucked up in a row.
Before he...
Yeah, this is like when Jimmy Fallon did blackface on Saturday Night Live.
Hilarious?
Yeah, hilarious. How does this happen? How did he get through that many rings of production? You know, it's
hoops.
Hoops. Just
Well, because blackface back in the day, it truly wasn't considered offensive. It was almost like... It was offensive for the sake of being offensive.
So I feel
Stern did it, and so did who was dating Whoopi Goldberg.
Ted Danson
did it. Sarah Silverman did it. Yeah, and it was like
none of them ever shot a guy.
It was like an edgelordy thing to do.
And that's got to be so tempting when you have blackface.
I know, right?
It'd have been so worse if that lady who got shot was in blackface.
it's almost like back in the day, it was just sort of like an edgy thing. That's all it was.
Stretched the definition of blackface
because
blackface used to be paint your face black with like the big lips and you're doing a character. They've now extended that definition to painting your skin another color for the sake of an impersonation.
So even if you're
wasn't blackface at the time, but now we've included that.
Exactly.
Now they're including mermaids and dark elves anytime you would need to paint your skin black reason. Yeah. Indians, like Justin Trudeau.
Mighty Boosh got taken off because, like, the one guy plays an Indian character.
Wait, are you serious?
Oh, yeah, Mighty Boosh got taken off of Hulu. And
that
so did,
sucks.
So did Little Britain.
That sucks, dude.
One guy plays an Indian character.
I watched a Lenny Bruce movie, and there's the scene where he does the joke, are there any niggers in the audience? And in the YouTube version of the movie, they mute that entire scene. It's pretty fucking wild. Pretty wild.
Then how will we know who was in the audience?
We're living in a
well, use your eyes.
Yeah.
The answer is yes.
Yeah. See if you can see any floating teeth.
Are they being quiet? No. Question answered.
Yeah, dude.
Did the show start on time?
Who is the person that is genuinely offended by somebody dressing up as a basketball player and putting some fucking...
Well, the point I was making was just that It's odd that a live round made it to that gun the same way that blackface made it to air on Saturday Night Live.
What year did it make to the air, though?
I mean, it was in the 2000s. It was like at a time when, you know, I feel like that should.
I feel like when it made it, it was very recently. It was like maybe 5 or 6 years ago that it became a new thing to be like really offended by. Like you're looking for people with blackface, but it's just. I don't know. I almost feel like 20 years ago, it really wasn't that big of a deal.
I think somebody
to dress up as a character, like Jimmy Kimmel did it, right?
Yeah.
He did it. I mean, it just wasn't. It was sort of a little bit offensive, but the true blackface, like Sarah Silverman did, she was doing it to make fun of it. It was like being offensive for the sake of being offensive. But just dressing up as a character, I don't know, dude. You know. I don't really give a shit if a white person plays a black character in a sketch or if a black guy plays a white character in a sketch. If you do care, you're fucking mentally ill.
If
you actually give a shit about something like that, if you were like, oh my God, like you're fucked in the head. Like, dude, there's so many other problems in the world that you should be focused on.
There's real black people starving.
Yes.
Help them.
I thought you were going to say there's real black people.
Like, they're out there.
Why are we focusing on the real problems?
Yeah, you can edit that. So.
I was going to say, but, you know, in keeping in line with this analogy, I do think we're probably going to see a push to get guns out of movies. Like, it's somehow going to be...
So cool.
Because they're doing that with cigarettes. Like, they're trying to, like, not have people smoke in movies anymore.
And there are movies where guns have already been edited out.
Yeah.
E.T., they took the guns out of the FBI agent's hands and put walkie-talkies in.
Really?
In the remaster.
I mean, if it's a movie that is designed for little kids, right? And we're pussifying
like child
our kids.
Yes.
But if it's a movie that's genuinely designed for little kids, I understand considering... things like violence and sex and smoking and like, because it was very normalized as a kid, like smoking cigarettes or any of that shit. Like it was cool. When I was a little kid, it was fucking cool to smoke cigarettes. And you look at people in movies and it just like, even now, you watch somebody smoking a cigarette in a movie. I was watching, what's a TV show about Man in the High Tower or High Castle?
Man in the High Castle.
Man in the High Castle. And dude, they're smoking cigarettes like crazy.
Yeah, it looks cool.
It looks so cool.
The smoke on film looks awesome.
It looks just fucking
But my
awesome.
Memory as a kid is going to Waffle House and some old lady going, "You want smoking or non-smoking, hun?" And it's like, does it fucking matter? The building is pretty small. It's all smoking.
Yeah. I think it probably matters a little bit.
No, I feel like in a Waffle House... Pull up a Waffle House. Look how small it is. It's all tiny. It's all smoking.
Waffle House is dope, by the way. People don't realize
Waffle
like,
House rules.
So you buy, awesome. you go on the road for like $6. You get some waffle, eggs, and bacon, and then you're like, you know what, dude? I'll take another waffle, and it's $1.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Get your hash browns smothered and covered.
Yeah, it's too much.
Splattered, scattered,
splattered, shattered, smattered.
Yeah. The kitchen sink, baby.
You know what I love? I love a good with it. It's like old-timey, country, home style. They're all over the road.
Oh, Cracker Barrel?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Lewis, you're speaking my language now,
Cracker
brother.
Barrel's the shit.
This is why I love you, Lewis.
The chicken dumplings?
This is why we work together, because you know about... I mean, Cracker Barrel's amazing.
Chicken dumplings,
the country boy big breakfast, the gift shop on the way out.
I know, I just want to buy a rocking chair every time I go.
Dude,
like,
I
it never happens.
Chair.
Who buys that rocking chair? Nobody!
I want to buy some disgusting candy.
Yeah, dude.
I want to buy some toys. I'm never going to play with.
I just want to buy a fucking, just some old timey welcome mats.
Fucking George Jones greatest hits on the shelves.
I love it. Is Cracker Barrel the best, like, on the road, jump off an exit and go eat?
I think so, but
yeah, probably.
It's not open late.
It's not open 24 hours. It's only open from, like, you know, 10 to 9. Yeah,
Waffle House. They're like, we're out of bacon. We're closing. God, I love it.
Waffle House is a 4 in the morning joy.
Waffle House, yeah. Waffle House is like, you're done doing comedy. You're drunk. It's 4 in the morning. You go there with your boys.
I say I hop over Waffle House any day of the week.
Really?
I'm not
more selection.
Yeah, there's more selection.
I will say IHOP has more wacky pancake options. They have like a birthday cake pancake.
You have wacky pancakes.
They have like a dulce de leche pancake.
Yeah, they do. Well, it's very silly. If you're a kid, it's fun.
Stuffed
like,
French toast.
You go on Halloween, it's like your vampire pancakes are like covered in fucking blood and fucking fangs. It's great. But I'm not a little kid.
Yeah. Speaking of vampires, Zach, I finally watched VHS 94.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed it. I thought some of the segments dragged.
I thought the first two were really good. The second two were bummers.
You know, the one with the militia actually kind of got me. I was like, this is pretty cool. I like the idea that they're like trying to use vampire blood as like a weapon. That was cool. Right. But, I thought the wraparound story was pretty boring.
Very boring.
I did not give a shit about that. Do you like do you like Halloween Kills?
Yeah.
It was cool, right?
Yeah.
Lewis, did you see this?
I didn't see Halloween Kills, but I'm sorry to change the subject at all, but it's on the subject. Why don't you tell me that there's a sequel to Freddy vs. Jason?
Is there?
What are you talking about?
Freddy vs. Jason vs. Ash.
No, not. That's a comic book.
It's a comic.
Are you sure?
It's a Dynamite.
No, I think
comic
it came
book.
Out, dude. Lou, I think it came out
published
as a movie.
By Dynamite.
I promise you I would know about that.
Dude, I went onto Wikipedia yesterday.
Lewis, that's either a fan film or a comic book.
Your mother's a fan film.
It's... Yeah, maybe a fan film, but that's not a real movie.
Is that those horrors? Look it up.
I promise you it's a comic book.
Lewis, if this existed, me and Zach would know about it.
Okay, I found a trailer, but it's from 4 years ago. Freddy versus Jason versus Ash.
It's definitely not real. Okay. I would definitely know about this.
Looks like a comic book.
Yeah. There's going to be people in a second.
Oh, it's...
Yeah, this is either a fan film or they edited together footage from other movies into a trailer.
There's just no way. Lewis, this is from the like either the first or second movie.
I looked up Freddy vs. Jason. Okay.
Lewis, this
can
is
I say
footage
this?
From the movie. Like
you
the movies.
Stupid dickhead. I was looking up Freddy vs. Jason because I wanted to see if Freddy vs. Jason was appropriate for my son because I'm watching horror movies with him. The answer is no. So then Freddy vs. Jason 2 came up as like a thing to click on. Then I clicked on it and it said Freddy vs.
Jason.
From the Evil Dead TV show.
Yeah, that's from the Ash vs. Evil Dead. Yeah. Which is a good show. I mean, I would recommend that.
This looks like a comedy.
Well, the show is a comedy.
You believe in the existence of evil? force of nature capable.
I mean, I read a review of it and it said it was really campy and cheesy.
This is footage from the TV show that they're like splicing with footage from Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th.
Well, maybe you're right, but I'm letting you know what
I'm definitely right. Yeah,
I'm not saying you didn't see that. I'm just letting you know that this is all footage from other stuff edited together.
Yeah. It's edited well enough.
Who would do this?
Like, I would say it's a good showcase for this person to make a trailer.
Yes. No, you're right. This is definitely not a cohesive trailer. These are different things.
Yes.
However,
it was...
It
was in development and it never got made.
I read an entire fucking review of it.
Whoa. I gotta be honest with you, Lewis. This looks fucking sick. Yeah, I'll tell you that much. Looks fucking cool.
Yeah.
I would watch this.
I would watch it in a heartbeat. I liked Freddy vs. Jason.
Freddy vs. Jason.
It was so much fun.
They got their own Jay and Silent Bob in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, didn't you say it was supposed to actually be?
Yeah, they just gave up. And they just made a guy who is exactly Jason Mewes.
Yeah.
Okay, really quick, let's thank rockauto.com for supporting today's show. Rockauto.com is an online store where they have every auto part imaginable. So if you're a guy who works on his own car, maybe you have a friend that works in your car, or if you want to just make sure that you're not getting ripped off from your local auto body shop, go to rockauto.com and click around and make sure that you're getting the best prices possible.
Absolutely. So whether or not you're an expert or a moron like me who knows nothing, you can go on rockauto.com and they have the same great prices available for everyone. So head on over to rockauto.com. There's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that amazing. But when you order, make sure to tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast.
Rockauto.com.
Let's get back into the show.
I showed James the original It trailer because my sister was like, oh, the kids can watch the original It. And I was like, really?
Nah, when I was a kid, my mom wouldn't let me watch it because the guy kills himself. And she said suicide's bad.
So that was what was
That
too
was the
far.
Only thing that was too far, yeah.
It's kind of gory.
Was he smoking?
No, he goes in the bathtub and slices his wrist when he realizes that Pennywise is returned.
You mean if you're going to show him something, it is a TV movie, so it did air on ABC.
It aired on ABC. Yeah. It was a little gory, but not too bad. I mean, it's not as...
I just think it's a scary concept.
I will say Tim Curry's performance as Pennywise might be too much for a child.
In my opinion, Tim Curry's performance of Pennywise was a little off. I never really like Tim Curry.
You never thought it was extremely unsettling?
I was exposed to horror films as a kid, like to the point where it was like the only thing that was unsettling. I had to watch like some real, like Exorcist was unsettling.
Yes,
I had to watch like real gory, like really really gory movies to be like. So like Freddy Krueger, like we watched Nightmare on Elm Street last night, me and my chick. And it just comes off as, it doesn't even come off as slightly scary.
No,
I watched it when I was like six.
Yeah. Right, it's for children. It scares children.
But it didn't even scare me as a child.
Is there a movie out that's like maybe newer that you guys would recommend as actually being like disturbing?
Hereditary.
I saw that. Oh, the chick's head on the ground was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it was the scene after the mom finds out.
Yeah.
Where she's just convulsing. Tony Collette.
Yeah, that was
rough. She is convulsing. And it's like, as a dad, I'm telling you right now, like I saw it when my son was maybe 2 or 3 years old. And it was like, you understand. Yeah. Like you feel her fucking pain. And I said this before on this show, if you've ever acted before, you know, and I'm assuming Toni Collette, I know she is a great actress, but I'm assuming she, like, whatever place she had to go to act that scene.
She had to kill her own daughter.
Dude, I'm telling you, she was so in that fucking moment.
Yeah.
What did she see in her life?
That was rough.
It's one of those, it sounds stupid, but, like, to get there... For a performance like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of probably sticks with you.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I mean, you have to fucking, like...
You know they say, like, some movies, people come back, like, a little fucked up?
Yeah.
Like, because of where they had to go?
I will say that's always been... My thing with horror movies has always been the way people react to things has never been... Like, that was... In Halloween Kills, they actually did it really well, where nobody reacted realistically because the entire situation's unrealistic. So it's all very heightened performances.
Yeah.
But in most horror movies where they expect you to, like, suspend disbelief...
They get over it too quick.
Yeah. And with Hereditary, the way she reacts to this death is, sticks with you. It's this is how someone would
play a little bit of it.
They
fucking...
the camera on the little kid's face for, like, 10 seconds.
Oh, it's brutal.
Yeah.
It's brutal. Go ahead. Oof. It's brutal.
Dude, that's rough.
Imagine the guilt of the fucking brother. It's what weed does.
I just need to die. Yeah. I mean, it's so real.
It's so real.
It's literally what you would say if your fucking kid died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, that's fucking brutal. Yeah, even right now, it's getting me. Yeah. I'm like, God damn, dude. That is one of the... But I mean, I have ADD, so I watched the first half of the movie. I didn't give a shit. Like, after that, like, once whatever happened with her mom or whatever, I just stopped paying attention. I didn't really give a shit. But right up until that part, it was fucking...
You don't even care about, like, the coolest part of the movie?
No, I have no idea what happens. It gets all witchy. I don't remember.
A cult.
Original review of Hereditary was hilarious.
Why? What was
it? You watched the first 20 minutes and came in and told everybody how much it sucked.
Yeah.
And you went, everything in the trailer's in the first 20 minutes. I went... Then what does that mean for the rest of the movie, Lou? And you went, oh, I should finish watching that.
Well, they make the whole fucking trailer. You think it's about this ugly little girl.
That's called perfect. That's a good trailer because
I
just realized
how much Dalton looks like that ugly little girl.
No, you didn't just realize that.
Have I said that? Yes. Pull up her face.
It's been addressed on Skank.
Yes. I wish somebody would knock your head off.
Yeah. Me too.
Hell yeah.
I'm ready to die.
There's Dalton.
All right. Yes, I look like the girl from Hereditary.
Y'all want to see my feet?
Dalton, you look like that ugly little girl.
Yes.
Stupid question. Is that how she really looks?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah. She's trying to be like a TikTok thought now.
She's not.
I think she's posted.
No, but she's all like... She's they, them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a whole thing.
She's posted thirst traps, I think, or like tried to doll herself up.
No,
least.
She's not.
It's weird.
Can we see her TikTok, please?
Yeah.
I would love to see. How old is she now?
I have her Instagram.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, she's got a bird face to go with your.
Oh, yeah. She is all the themed.
That's the armorer that killed that lady.
Well, at least she's fucking, you know. At least she's not. We all thought she was going to grow up to be a monster. So
you know what? At least she embraced the like weirdness, and she's like, "Let's see how weird we can fucking get."
Yeah,
with this.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, should I dye my hair blue?
She is.
should I change my hair color?
She is not symmetrical.
You're too smart to dye your hair blue.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't commit to a new hair color.
Dalton, let's do a sketch where you're the little girl from Hereditary, grown up now. I'm trying to figure out like who you are in the world.
I'm Payman.
Is that her name?
Is that if you remember, if you didn't watch the second half, but at the end, the brother is possessed by her spirit because her spirit is the demon of the North Winds, Payman. So do you want to do like a sketch where I'm an adult Payman or I'm just an adult that girl?
I'm done with all. I've moved on.
Okay.
No, we want to do a sketch where it's just your head.
It's just my head. You kill me and film my head on the
your
ground.
Rotting head on the
yeah. You
side
just do a time lapse video of my head.
No, dude. If it was the rest of the movie and we just keep cutting to your head, like, hey, what happened to the rest of you guys? You guys having fun with it? Hey. You got any more than peanut brownies?
I can't feel my feet.
See, the problem with all these old movies for my kid is that they're the nudity and the sex. That's like if you just take out a little, because even with Freddy versus Jason, I looked up like the parent guide, and there's just a few scenes where it's like Freddy like puts his tongue in the girl's mouth like really in like a crazy way or whatever, and it's like I don't know, I don't need to fucking expose my son to
probably get the TV edit. Of a few of those movies.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be enough to...
Oh, you know what's really good right now? We're getting spooky, Nathan. I hope you're ready. The Creepshow TV show on Shudder is fucking phenomenal.
I know, it's all rated R. It's all...
They have an Evil Dead episode.
It's all... And my son's also a fucking pussy.
Is he?
Like, he's such a pussy. I showed him the It trailer, and I will say the It trailer...
It's scary! It scared me when I was his age.
The original It trailer is horrifying.
Yeah, when I was his age, if I saw just the cover of that movie...
Well, the movie itself, like, because it was made for TV, it had to be somewhat mild, but the trailer itself, they did a great job at making that fucking trailer, like... Uh-huh. Oh, is this the original It trailer?
Yeah.
Let's say...
Original?
They do a great job with the music.
Why are you guys anywhere? We're sort of a club. Yeah, the losers club. You Want in?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I do. Hey, we're 7 now. Lucky 7.
6¾.
I want to kill it.
Yeah. All right. It's fine, Shannon. We got it. It's just really the music. They do a great job.
By the way, that is not the original. Yeah. That's a trailer that was put together for like the DVD, probably.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
It didn't. Yeah.
Because that didn't show feel
it. It would have shown Tim Curry a lot earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
Because it would have been a 30-second spot for TV.
He was just sort of. It was like, hey. He sounded like a guy from Brooklyn. Just like
Tim
a fucking
Curry?
Yeah.
Well, he does slip into it, and then every once in a while he loses it, and you hear the British. I will say that. Like every once in a while.
He's like, hey, Georgie.
Hey, Georgie. And then he goes, you want
float too.
Yeah. I always thought that performance was very unsettling.
Nah, honestly, the fucking new guy, what's his name? Bill Skarsgård.
Bill Skarsgård?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker.
He can do the eye thing for
dude,
real.
He's,
I liked him a lot, but parts of his thought, terrifying. I thought he sounded like Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought Bill Skarsgård was too sinister. It was like, obviously, this is an evil clown. Tim Curry,
where he's like he just stares,
yeah.
And then he starts to drool because he's about to eat a child, and he's like, the drool is just, you're like, dude, that is so just sick.
I didn't
it's
like
so sick.
Part two of the new ones.
Why?
I didn't like that they had to make Richie gay. I thought that was like really shoehorned in.
Was he not gay in the original? I started watching the original again.
I also thought that the fact that it was star-studded was kind of distracting.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know, it just didn't have the scariness of the first one.
I feel
one.
Like seeing Bill Hader and all these like mega famous people in it was just like too distracting for me. Because it's like, well, obviously they got to make it to the end of the movie.
It felt like stunt casting.
Yeah.
But my favorite part of the part two of the new ones was that little girl with like the deformity.
Oh, with the face?
That it brings under the bleachers.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, gets her trust.
Oh, yeah.
That was fucking horrifying.
Oh, yeah, when he eats them two queers.
That's from the book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That actually happened in the book?
That is in the book, yeah.
In the book...
I bet the book is dope.
The book is crazy,
In the book, there's always a series of, like, really fucked up things that happen leading to it waking up. So, like, something horrible has to happen.
Uh-huh.
And what wakes him up in that timeline... is the gay bashing, and then they kill two gay guys, throw them over the bridge, and then it eats one of them.
Wow. Yeah. Lewis, do you not know about the book?
The book's got a gay thing. I've heard about, they
have to, like, fuck her at
they
the end,
They
right?
fuck each other at the end. The kids all fuck each other. Or they run a train on the girl, really.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So, it's pretty
so
cool.
That they can all become adults, and it doesn't have power over them anymore.
Yeah. So they bust inside of a girl.
They bust inside of her?
I think so.
No, you don't pull. Yeah.
They cream pie.
They're children. They don't know about pulling
Man,
out.
The caboose really got it on that one. The kid that had to go with 6 child loads.
Oh, my God.
He was fucking more cum than pussy.
Do you think the black kid just fucked and they all jerked off and watched?
Well, the black kid goes first.
Does he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Blows it out. Opens it wide up. For the rest.
Shannon, can you read that scene right now? And put this extra music on?
And she talks about how big Ben's dick is, and that's the fat kid who she winds up marrying when they're adults.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
So he left an impression.
Dude, clearly this is just Stephen King writing about the childhood he wishes he had, which is fucking a girl with his friends.
Hold on, dude. All the blood just rushed from my head to my dick. Give me a second.
Yeah.
Somebody come in here and suck Lewis soft.
I'm back. Shannon? Suck me soft,
wait,
please.
Trying to find it.
Yeah. You should show James Maximum Overdrive. He would like that.
What's that?
That's the one with Emilio Estevez, directed by Stephen King.
It's really bad.
It's really bad, but it's fun.
What about Pet Sematary?
Ooh.
I feel like Pet Sematary.
That one's rough.
That
one's
rough.
That one scared me a lot as a kid. Zelda.
I saw the new one. I don't know what it is. Maybe I'm like a psychopath, but movies don't scare me.
No, the new one's not that scary.
The new one wasn't that scary.
Yeah.
It's not that it's scary. My son's a fucking pussy. I put on Are You Afraid of the Dark, the Nickelodeon
show. That show is scary, Lewis.
He will cry and run
Lewis,
from the
he's what, 8, 9?
8.
When I was that age and that show was still like airing, you know, it scared me. It was a scary show for children.
Yeah. I guess.
I hate to give you a compliment. Your kid's not a pussy. He's an 8-year-old boy, and you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I yelled at him yesterday.
Because I was his age, and I was watching all the horror movies and stuff. Yeah. And I was scared. I always thought Chucky was going to creep into my room and kill me.
I feel like I could have showed him Chucky, too.
Yeah, Chucky, I don't think has any sex.
No sex. It was just like him, like, just really being demeaning to women.
Yeah.
It's like, ah, you fucking... It sounds like me. Yeah. It sounds like me and Shannon. You fucking bitch! Turn on that fucking video right now! Ah!
Check Lewis, he has no batteries.
Why don't you show him, like, one of the classics that's not supposed to be scary?
We've been binging the Simpsons Halloween episodes.
Like, you should show him, like, those are good. Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Because that's scary, but not... Yeah. Because it's meant to be.
Yeah. Shannon, go ahead.
I don't have it. I have.
You don't have this. You don't have this. The child orgy scene.
It's no, like
I have one little
pages.
Piece. One little piece of it is in this article.
All right. So read it. Read that little piece and turn the sexy music on, please.
Okay.
Hell yeah! Look at Shannon. Shannon looks good today.
No, this lighting is terrible in this spot.
No, Shannon, you look good. Look at the camera.
No.
Look at the camera.
No, because it's gonna be terrible. It's really
look
bad
at
shadowing.
The yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have an idea, Beverly said quietly.
Yes, she did.
In the dark, Bill heard a sound he could not immediately place. A whispery little sound, but not scary.
Queef?
Then there was a more easily placed sound, a zipper. What? He thought, and then he realized what. He was undressing, and for some reason, Beverly was undressing.
What?
That's it.
This is wild.
I gotta be honest, this is better than I thought it was gonna be. Shannon, keep going.
That's all she has. Wow.
Wow.
Holy shit.
That was hot.
Holy child porn.
Yeah.
How old are they?
I mean, they're in elementary school, right?
No, they're in middle school at least.
Maybe.
Come on, Dalton. Don't be a fucking
idiot. I remember. They're supposed to be like pre-pubescent.
No, they're supposed to be 12 or 13.
Yeah,
now.
11 to 12 years old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're 11?
11 and 12.
Man, that's I should really rethink that boner I just got.
Yeah, rethink that boner.
Well, it's there. Thought about it.
Yep.
Thought about that it. Works. Still there.
It's fuller. It's bigger. Yeah.
How many pages does that kid fucking go on for?
It's Stephen King. Way too many.
Yeah, way too.
It's like 1,100 pages.
The book itself is way too
long. I would, if you write that, you're a sick fuck. Let's just get real. If you're writing a child orgy scene, you're a little bit of a sick fuck. And that's fine. Fine, Stephen King, but you're a sick fuck.
Yeah. Dude, he was on so much blow. He doesn't even remember that.
He doesn't remember most of his good books.
Really?
Because he would just lock himself in his garage with like a 30 rack and bags of blow and then be like, it's called Cujo. Like, he would just wake up. And
it's about Rottweiler.
Yeah, there would just be a book there.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty bad.
That's pretty cool. Just
and
like...
I don't mean to judge, but much like I think somebody needs to hand James Hetfield a bottle of Jack Daniels and be like, we'll put you in rehab in 6 months. You got one more album in you, don't you? Somebody needs to walk up with Stephen King with, like, a bag of blow, couple bottles of Jack, and be like, come on, you got one or two more real good ones.
Can I ever read any Stephen King?
You would like...
I don't think I've ever... I kind of want to read it, to be honest with you.
It's a little too long, and it gets into this weird metaphysical territory with, like...
There's a whole, like, universe and shit.
Yeah, the world turtle.
It's weird.
Okay, so like where they sort of touch on in the new movies, they really touch on like this the three glowing orbs.
Yeah,
and this, like,
because what's suggested is that Pennywise is a cosmic entity.
It's
that's,
an alien, yeah.
Yeah, that's existed since before our universe began.
Yeah.
And it gets into this like crazy metaphysical territory that I felt like didn't really belong in the book.
Yeah.
You would like Carrie.
Yeah, I think Carrie would be the move.
Carrie's like 200 pages. The way it's...
I'm not dumb, doggy.
I'm not saying that. Lewis!
I read Grapes of Wrath.
Lewis.
Nice.
Lewis, I'm saying the book is edited well. It's not bloated. This is not an indictment on your intelligence. There's no fat on the book. It's a 200... It's like... Well, crafted.
Oh, just read Pet Sematary. That's probably the best.
Yeah.
I maybe want to read something that I don't know the story, though.
The story might be different enough.
Mm. Yeah. Or
there's whole other characters.
Reading fiction.
My first Stephen King was Desperation. Have you ever heard of that?
Desperation?
Would you recommend?
Zach every day of my life.
Lewis, I think you would enjoy Desperation. If you've never heard of it,
never
know
heard
what
of
it's
it.
About,
don't
you would,
know.
I think you would enjoy it. That was my first Stephen King book that I read. It was originally a Richard Bachman novel before you know, he revealed that he was indeed Richard Bachman.
Oh, Stephen King had a pen name?
Yeah, he had a second name that he was doing books at the same time as. Yeah.
Why?
To see if he
before he was famous.
No, wasn't it he was already famous and he wanted to see if he could still sell books without his name on them?
I think he might have been doing them simultaneously.
That's another level of like success where you're like, I don't know, dude, let's see if this works.
Well, J.K. Rowling did that recently. She's publishing like a series of like detective novels under a pen name.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, so that like doesn't say J.K. Rowling at the bookstore. People don't buy it just because it's the Harry Potter lady.
I thought it'd be because they didn't. Because she was afraid. Because
she's a TERF.
Yeah, she hates trannies. It's
called Private Dick.
Dickless Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
JK,
Let's figure out which Stephen King book Lewis has to read.
No.
I want to read Desperation.
Man. Desperation's good. Zach, have you read it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, right?
Yeah, I think Pet Sematary would be the move.
Pet Sematary is good. Salem's Lot. If you like vampires, a little boring.
I need
Eyes of the Dragon. If you like fantasy,
all right. You read books, we get it.
The Stand.
Wow. I need to figure out what I'm doing for my son's Halloween party right now. I need new things.
Child orgy in the sewer.
That I could do. Well, I almost wanted to do a clown thing because kids are terrified of clowns.
Yeah.
Just a clown, like just being creepy. You know with clown music on, like just fucking. Just sharpening a fucking axe or something.
If I were you, I would look for like one of these highfalutin clowns that went to like a clown college, like a French clown.
Will actually kill him.
Yeah, one that'll actually kill your son. Yeah, because they're devoted to the art of clowning. I used to work with guys like that in Texas. Guys who went to clown college.
I can juggle.
You can juggle.
I can juggle.
I think you might be able to take the entrance exam. For clown college.
I can juggle. I can do certain sleight of hand magic.
I like magic.
I have
You should get a magician.
Large feet.
For real? You should get a magician.
I thought about just getting a magician because that would be like a nice half hour chunk of the party that I could fucking just get out of the way. Get out of the way.
But that would be fun for like kids and adults that are at the party because if I was there and a magician came out, I would be barreling over children to get up front.
You would want to be.
I want to see the close up magic.
Dalton, come to the party. It's Sunday.
I'll come.
Come to the party.
Is it at your house?
It's at my house.
Man, that's about $100 Uber, but I'll be there.
That is true.
I'll be there.
Dalton came out to help me write for the roast, and he took an Uber out, and he was like, hey, man, just pay me enough to cover this Uber.
Yeah, and you never did pay me for that, but I'm okay. I'm doing okay.
No. I'll pay you.
I'm selling shirts. Folks, DM me if you want to buy a shirt. I've got XX, and I'll be restocking soon, and I'll have a website.
We should do another session.
Yeah, you want to do a 420 friendly writing session?
420 friendly writing session. Well, that's what we do. We get high
that's
and
what
fucking
we do,
write.
Baby. I'm good at writing.
He's okay. He's okay. He knows that.
I'm good at reading. You want to hear about another Stephen King book?
He's great at reading. This guy can read his ass
dude,
off.
Dude, I can. Nathan, I don't know if you know this about me. I can fucking read, dude.
One time you were all fucked up at Old Man Hustle, and you're like, hey, man, my one advice is just to read books.
I was really drunk, and we were talking shop or whatever, and I just go, yo, dude, you just got to read, man.
I thought you like were implying that I was dumb.
No, I never know what to say in those conversations.
I feel like reading implies that you're dumb.
No. So reading implies that you're seeking new knowledge.
Yeah.
Exactly,
we
Nathan.
Just already know it, so we don't gotta read.
I don't need your bullshit knowledge.
You don't like novels.
You need my
bullshit.
You don't
like being
knowledge.
Whisked away to new worlds.
No, that's actually why I want to. I want to start reading more fiction because I feel like I've already gained all of the knowledge from.
You would like fiction novels. They're
fiction
fun.
Novels.
Yeah. You would like. This?
What is that?
It's Meditations.
Marcus it's a philosophical treatise. I knew that was coming.
No, I haven't read your fucking philosophical fucking.
Let's figure out a book for Lewis to read.
I don't need you to figure out.
It's Lewis's book.
How about I figure out a book for you to read, dude?
Is it The 48 Laws of Power?
That was my first choice.
Yeah, I've read it.
Have you?
I've worked in sales. Yeah.
Isn't that the best?
I mean, I get it. I've worked with guys who were gung ho about that book.
Love it.
Shoved it in my face.
Loved
it.
Right. Very powerful.
Very powerful. Yeah.
Very powerful. Just having that book is a powerful move.
It's very powerful. Yeah. I remember.
You know, we did an entire expose. Not expose. What do we do? We did a four part
half-assed recap.
No, we did a four part series called "The 48 Laws of White Power" on the Real Ass Podcast.
Right.
Shannon, do me a favor. Make all four of those episodes live on YouTube right now. People should be able to go. That's the best way to enjoy the 48 Laws of Power. So read it through my mind.
It could have got cut down.
Nathan, are you familiar with this book?
No.
It essentially teaches you how to
manipulate,
weaponize empathy.
Yeah.
Oh.
How to...
Yeah, but the problem is everyone's weaponizing empathy, and it's like that attitude right there. He's pretending that he's on some moral high ground.
I'm not, Lewis.
But he's in the process of weaponizing empathy.
Lewis.
Which is what the book fucking teaches you. But you look out for cocksuckers like
he's
that.
On fire.
The ones who deny it the most are the ones to fucking keep your
Lewis,
eye on the most.
Lewis.
Look at him. Look at him. He knows.
I've worked in sales. I currently am selling merchandise. Yeah. I know how to utilize...
Do you weaponize your empathy or their empathy?
It teaches you how to connect with people. Like, if you're trying to sell them something, it teaches you how to connect on a more emotional...
It's not just selling.
I got
it's
it.
Not just selling.
It's not,
ju-
it's not just
that.
Selling.
It's about realizing that we're constantly in a battle to get ahead, right? Ultimately, everyone is. And everyone's trying to sell something. You're either the one selling or the one being sold to, right? So if you understand that and you really, if you think of the world as it's sort of being broken down that way, you sort of always want to be the person selling. And it's just, and that is a fucked up way to look at the world. I do understand that, but it's also a very realistic way to look at the world.
Lewis, I
feel like you're selling me.
I learned from my time in sales. I utilize those skills when necessary. Yeah. I agree with you. Yeah, you gotta fight in this world.
Yeah, it's just sort of it enables you to. It's a good. It's also not a perfect book. There's some issues. You know, there are some issues.
Some of the laws are a little redundant.
Yeah, but yeah. I do feel like it's a pretty...
It really could have been about four laws, to be honest with you.
Yeah, they could have broken... 12 laws could have probably done it. Yeah. I really
what are those
that.
Four laws? Not to put you on the spot.
Never outshine the master.
Nope.
I enjoy that one.
Never outshine the master.
That's what you with your fucking Twitter shit, dude.
What Twitter shit?
Fucking people tweeting at me.
We joked
code,
around
yeah,
on
you're
our
trying
podcast.
To outshine the fucking
I'm
master,
not trying
dude.
To outshine you, Lewis. You're bald. You're always going to be shinier than me.
That was a solid joke. Guess who'll stink? Guess who'll stink? Guess who'll stink? Guess who'll stink? I'll take it. I'll take it.
I just like having fun on the internet.
I know you do.
You should come do the Spaces tapes.
What's the Spaces tapes?
Yo, you don't know about Spaces tapes.
What's the Spaces tapes?
So Twitter's got this new feature called Spaces.
I heard about this.
Which
what
is
this?
So it's what Clubhouse was, but now it's just on Twitter. So rather than have to go to a new platform...
So Twitter bought Clubhouse?
Pretty much. And you could do like audio chats on Twitter. Like big groups of people will just tune in and listen to you talk.
Like a podcast.
Like a podcast. And I use it to do like a live call-in style show called The Spaces Tapes.
Okay.
Where I just talk to people all over the world.
And what does it do? Can they give you money?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll look into it.
Yeah.
I have to buy a house in a year.
You should hop into one when I'm hosting them. I do them regularly, dude.
Sure.
I'm trying to make money on this fucking
thing.
I'm
down.
All right, cool. Nathan,
Shannon,
Spaces tapes.
Shannon, I want
Spaces
you to...
Spaces tapes.
Shannon, I want you to start looking for homes for me in the Bergen County area.
and books for him to read.
I'm
going to
give you my budget, and I want you to, every time you look at a home, realize that that's what you could have had. You could have been my fucking wife in this beautiful home in New Jersey.
You would like Blood Meridian, maybe. It's about cowboys and Indians.
No, I don't like it.
Okay. You don't like the Old West?
Nope.
What do you like?
What do I like?
Pussy.
Come on, dude.
Sorry, the edibles are kicking in.
Dude, who are you? Who are you?
Dalton Pruitt, baby.
Dalton fucking Pruitt, dude.
How cool is this hat?
Skankfest is a week away, guys. Skankfest is a week and a half away. So.
I'm excited.
What if Lab Boys got planned? Anything crazy for the show?
Kurt Metzger.
Kurt Metzger's your guest.
That'll be crazy.
That will be crazy.
When he has to collide with three open micers screaming at each other.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck is even going
on
here?
Why did I agree to this?
I made sure that you guys had one of the worst times and worst...
Thank you. That's where
rooms,
I... Lewis.
Rooms in the venue.
Lewis, that's where I thrive.
To let you know your place.
You try to put me behind the eight ball, I'm hitting trick shots, baby.
I have no idea when your show is. When is it?
It's at 3 p.m.
on
Friday.
Ooh, that's a good slot.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a good slot. Yeah. Do people... It's not like...
In the
later in the day it gets, it's... Like crazy, and the warehouse is dope. Warehouse is the second largest stage. It's not like the later in the day it's better. It's wild from noon on. Like there's 2,000 people waiting to get in.
And I'll say this, for Skankfest, because I truly never really I don't like having beefs with people, and I'll put a nice bow on this whole saga.
Please,
I'll put my name in the bucket for Kill Tony. I'll do a minute of open mic comedy.
Wow.
To get people to stop DMing me about that.
About Kill Tony.
Yes.
Yeah. Do it.
Yes. So that's come.
I'm on Kill Tony as a judge. Come to that one, please.
You're gonna love my jokes, Lewis, and you're gonna what you're gonna say after my performance. You're gonna say I regret not booking him more.
No, what I'm gonna say is I'm gonna definitely say that you look like the little girl from Hereditary. It's gonna get a fucking wow.
Yeah, I'm gonna get.
I'm gonna get a standing ovation when I fucking have that line that I've said 8 times on this show. But I will fucking.
Hey, I like it, Lewis.
It's gonna be solid. I hope they pull your name.
That would be the funniest outcome is if he just ignores my he just never pulls my name.
All right, we're gonna wrap this one. It's been a fun show. You know what? Fuck it. We're gonna do a rap. Let's wrap it. It's been a minute since we've rapped, right? Let's wrap it up. Ladies and gentlemen, drop that beat. Hold Nathan Orton. Dalton Pruitt.
Yeah.
Rap battle. Let's go.
What?
Let's go.
What?
Let's go. Drop that fucking beat. We're gonna wrap it up with a rap. Here we go. Dalton, you're up first.
I don't know how to rap.
Drop that beat. He's gonna trash him. It's a rap battle.
Okay.
Nathan Orton. Your brother is Randy Orton.
Nice.
RKO out of nowhere. That's where you're going in your career, you faggot.
Yeah, nice.
How about you take this? Why don't you go grab me a bag from the deli? Because you work for me. Don't you see? I'm your boss, bitch.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll fuck your ass, snitch.
Oh, shit, Nathan. Don't snitches take that from
stitches.
Him.
You go stitches in your ass. When I get done sodomizing you, you fool.
You jump in.
It's supposed to rhyme?
It's rhyming as I go along. I'm getting the rhymes.
You've only skeeted in 3 bitches. You've got feet like a witch's. I'll leave you in stitches. You'll be digging ditches because you are trash.
Wow.
You faggot.
That was a great rap battle. That was solid, guys. Thank you guys very much for tuning in. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible Real Ass Podcast. Until then, have a great night.
That's all, folks.